Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife. I managed to trick Angela Tennant, and now I've got her in such a situation that she literally hasn't a feather to fly with. Someone, we're not sure who, is using a private detective to hang the Bendigo fraud round Angela's and my neck. We're on rather thin ice, and Angela began to panic. She threatened to save her own skin by going to Jeff Pilgrim or Tressida Bendigo. So do you know what I did? I invited myself to her flat, and while she was mixing drinks, I grabbed her diary. And I know this is hard to believe, but she's put down in black and white every last detail of the affair as she knows it, including her own part. Wouldn't you think she'd have had more sense? Women.
Harry, listen. Listen to me, please. I was only joking. I'd stick to you. We're in this together.
It didn't sound much like it 10 minutes ago.
That diary's no earthly use to you. It only implicates you and lets Jeff Pilgrim out. You couldn't use it without jumping it up to the neck yourself.
Angela, dear, it saddles me with the fraud, I admit. But it fairly weighs you down with blackmail. Ah, much, much more serious.
Harry, please don't be rotten.
Oh-ho. Just listen to you. Stop cringing, Angela. I'm not going to hurt you with this diary. I'm just going to keep you in line, that's all. You've had your innings, and you made the most of it. Now, let's see you do some skipping. And you can start by paying back what's left of the 1700 you grabbed from me.
Will you give me back the diary if I do?
And climb out onto the end of my limb again? Oh, come along, Petal. You can do better than that.
Oh, all right, you win. How could I have been such an unmitigated lunatic?
Yes, you weren't very sensible, were you? Oh, and while you're getting your checkbook out, start thinking of a story to cover us up if anything goes wrong with that Mount Greenbrier business. I have a hunch we're going to need one. Well, come along, Angela. Step on it. I don't want to wait here till daybreak. Oh, care to use my pen?
Oh, Harry, there's something I meant to ask you. What the dickens was it? Oh, yes. Aunt Harriet's going to Mount Greenbrier for a couple of days next week. What's the most convenient train?
I think they're all much of a muchness.
Yes, but I was thinking about times. You did go there by train that day, didn't you? Wasn't your car laid up?
Yes. I went up by train, but... actually, Master, I forget how they run... get hold of a timetable, why don't you? I'll ring the station if you like.
You definitely went to Mount Greenbrier by train.
Well, yes, Pet, why? It's only 30 miles or so. What's the significance? Is there anything wrong? Oh, Marcia, what in the world's come over you?
Don't come near me, Harry. No, keep away from me.
Marcia, what's the strength of all this questioning about train?
I told you. Aunt Harriet, she's going.
Yes, but that's no reason for acting as though you'd seen a ghost. Tell me, what's the matter with you?
All right, I will. You've been lying. You didn't go to Mount Greenbrier at all that day.
Now, here, I say...
And it's no use trying to cover up. And if you lie about that... Look here, see for yourself. Take a look at this timetable. The last morning train to Mount Greenbrier goes at 10:45. And you didn't leave the Bendigo building until just on 11.
So you found out?
Yes. And when I think what it could mean...
Marcia, where are you going?
I'm going to ring Jeff.
Now, look, Marcia, you're making a frightful mistake.
I have been till now. I want you to get out of this house at once.
Now, just a minute. Do have some sense, please. Tip me out for lying to you if you must, but do hear what I have to say first.
So you admit it? Well, if you weren't at Mount Greenbrier that day, where were you? And why did you have to lie to Uncle Tressida, you and Angela Tennant?
It's been on my conscience for weeks last year. In a way, I'm glad this happened. Day after day, I've been trying to screw up enough nerve to tell you the truth and get it off my chest, and now this had to happen.
Never mind the build-up, Hedy.
It's not a build-up. It's about Angela Tennant.
Well, that's perfectly obvious. You've been in it together, just as Jeff said all along.
Darling, will you please let me explain, and then if you want to, you can call me 40 different kinds of a heel. I felt a big enough one, believe me, but... Well, Angela said it might ruin everything, and you'd never find out anyway, and...
Find out what?
Well, look, Marcia, I hate to say this, but Angela, she... Oh, hang it all, she's in love with me.
Angela Tennant? Oh, really?
Yes. She's been coming to my flat and that sort of thing. Oh, I've been shifting heaven and earth to get her to come to her senses, and the day I went to the hills, well, she said she'd drive me, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to have things out with her once and for all.
You want me to believe that you were up there, but you didn't go by train?
It's absolutely true. Why, we argued every inch of the way.
Well, why couldn't you have said so in the first place?
Well, I couldn't bear the thought of you getting any wrong ideas, Marcia. Your uncle was pretty terse at the time, and I'd been about with you a lot, so when he asked, it was just an impulse, darling, try to understand. I said I went by train, and Angela backed me up. Oh, I've felt a rotter ever since, and... Oh, I'm glad I finally told you. I just didn't want you to get jealous. Oh, well, now that's over, I'll clear out. I'm very sorry, Master.
Harry... Are you telling me the truth now? Truly and honestly?
Yes, darling. And I'll never tell you a fib again as long as I live.
When I found out about the trains, I couldn't think why you lied.
Well, now you know. Do you still want me to push off?
No. You may as well stay for a while, I suppose.
Oh, darling. I knew you'd understand. But, don't say anything to your uncle, for heaven's sake. He might not understand.
Marcia, is your Aunt Harry at home yet?
No, I don't expect her till 10 at the earliest.
No, pity.
Oh, you're not looking at all well, Uncle. Here, come and sit down. Can I get you anything?
No, I'm all right, my dear. I'm sitting in the stand this afternoon too long. Yeah, I'll be all right in a minute. Getting too old for this seat. That's better. But, gee, I do feel knocked up.
You shouldn't put up with their uncomfortable old stands for so long at a time.
Yeah, never mind, never mind. What have you been up to today?
Oh, I took it quietly.
No tennis? Why doesn't a fellow Palmer take you about more?
Oh, I could have played tennis or gone sailing, but... No, I don't know. I didn't feel like it. Harry's just left, as a matter of fact.
What about Palmer, Marcia? Are you happy when you're with the chap?
I suppose so.
What's he going to say when you go away? You told him?
Not yet.
You're going to, aren't you?
Well, of course. Now, look, Uncle dear, I don't want to harp at you, but you do look terribly tired. Why don't you turn in and I'll bring you something in bed? What would you like?
No, it's all right. I'm not hungry. I feel pretty rotten. A few hours in the sun shouldn't make a chap feel like this. Better turn in. This won't do. Yeah, give me a hand.
Uncle, you're not well. Look, stay there.
Just help me upstairs, Marcia. Seem to have taken a turn there, don't
you? I'm going to ring for the doctor. Put your arm on my shoulder. There you are. Now, you sure you can manage the stairs?
Have a try, anyhow. Easy does it.
Ah, the doctor will be here in about 10 minutes. Do you feel any better?
No, I'm all right, my dear. Just let me lie here.
Look, you poor dear. You've been doing too much altogether.
Now, listen to me, Master. I should have told you before, I expect. But Dr. McIndoe warned me about 6 months ago I'd have to slow up or be on the lookout for trouble. Not getting any younger. Yes, what if something drastic were to happen?
Well, you'd have to stay in bed for a month or so, that's all. Whether you wanted to or not, darling.
I mean something really drastic. A heart shake here. This turn has made me think. Mother, my affairs are all in order.
Don't you dare talk about such things, Uncle Tressider. I can't bear to think of them.
They have to be thought about sometime. When I'm gone, you'll be a very rich young woman. There's the trust your Aunt Harriet, of course. But as for the firm, well, if we're going to keep our position, we'll want a younger man at the helm than Percy Fleming. That's why I'm so terribly sorry about Jeff. I was looking forward to the day.
What are you trying to say to me, Uncle?
This fellow Palmer. Would you trust him to run Tressida, Bendigo and Company for you? To take over from Fleming in time and look after your interests as well as you personally? Well, Marcia, would you?
Uncle Tressida, I don't know. Stays in the back of my mind about Harry Palmer. It's ridiculous to think of Uncle Tressida dying and leaving me to look after myself yet. But if he did, could I trust Harry? I have to make up my mind, but oh, could I?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.